gospel. In the beginning was the Word. Just like Genesis. In the beginning, when God created, and God spoke, and it was so. That's intentional. John's gospel wants there to be no mistake from the very beginning. Jesus was, and is, and will be God. From before time. God incarnate, God in the flesh. And human, fully human. Both at the same time. Over and over in John's gospel, Jesus uses the expression, I am. That's actually the divine name. In Genesis, when Moses encountered that burning bush that was not consumed, he was told that name, I am. English doesn't quite do it justice. In the ancient Hebrew, it carries the sense of I am, I was, I will be, all at once. And our gospel today begins, Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. A garden, like the one we hear about in Genesis, the one where God walked in the cool of the evening and Adam and Eve hid themselves because they were ashamed. It's to the garden across the Kidron Valley where Jesus and his disciples have often met that Judas brings a detachment, might have been as much as 600 soldiers, but they don't enter the garden. Jesus goes out to meet them. In John's account, Jesus doesn't kiss, or Judas doesn't kiss Jesus, doesn't hand him over. Jesus asks a question similar to what he asked his disciples in their very first encounter. Back then he said, what do you seek? This time it's, who are you looking for? Jesus of Nazareth, they say. Our English translation, in the translation we read tonight, the English one, he says, I am he. But really the Greek is just, I am. I am hands himself over. Now, earlier in John's gospel, before the part we read tonight, Jesus says, I am the gate. That's where I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who's not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. The disciples run away. Well, except for the women and the disciple whom Jesus loved. The good shepherd, the gate, doesn't run away. Doesn't let the soldiers or Judas into the sheepfold, into the garden. He goes out and hands himself over. He lays down his life for his sheep, for his friends. Again, a bit earlier in John's account, in his last talk with his disciples, Jesus says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant doesn't know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. Friends, close to Jesus. Safe in the sheepfold, secure, protected in that garden, provided for, with the promises of an advocate, the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus on the cross provides for his mother by entrusting her to the care of the beloved disciple. And then it's over. Jesus says, it is finished. But he's not talking about sour wine and vinegar, or even his life. It's God's incarnation, God becoming human. That's what's finished. Finished as in completed, fully enacted, having achieved the proper goal. As in the reimagination, the restoration, the cosmic do-over, setting right what went wrong with creation, what went wrong with the relationship of humanity and God. That's finished. And there's more. In our gospel a bit further on, we read, now that we was a garden in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Another garden, the same garden, where in a couple of days Mary Magdalene saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And asks the question again, the one he's asked before. "Whom are you looking for?" The completion of Jesus' life, the completion of the incarnation of God, ensures that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, from being friends of God, the one we're looking for. And that is why we call this Friday good.